How do you set your mindset differently for a race like that, where you know it's going to be a little bit closer to, say, the 1500, the 800, that kind of thing?
I just try to stay focused on my own race plan and try to execute that the best I can. Didn't quite go as I would have hoped, and yesterday was obviously faster, so I'll review the race video and see where I kind of slipped up, but that's some good motivation for moving forward.
And what was the race plan?
Just try to go out with some easy speed and then really push the back half. And I could just feel it at the end that I didn't really have that extra gear that I normally have. So I was just trying to get my hand to the wall. I couldn't really see much the last 50. So just trying to put together a good race.
Why do you think you didn't feel like you had the extra gear?
I don't know. I don't know if I went out a little too hard or just was feeling yesterday the rest of the meet. But I'll review the race video and see what I could have done better and move forward from there.
Katie, the expectation question again. You know, people have such ridiculously outsized expectations for you. Like, oh my God, you're a normal human being.
Yeah.
What do you say to them? Second place?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe I haven't been quite on point as much as I would have hoped to have been this week, but I've still been feeling good, and I think that was mostly just a matter of how I executed my race. It wasn't anything really too wrong or additional to that. I think I'm still learning over the months how to manage those expectations, but I don't think any of that had any effect on me.
Why do you think you are a little off this week?
I don't know. It happens to every athlete at some point, and I know this race will really motivate me moving forward and the rest of the week as well.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.